Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle coming to you from my house here in the Bay Area over on the Oakland side, formerly in the downtown San Francisco studios, where Scott is sitting, manning the board and the phones to get you on the air. This is the only hour on all these sports talk networks that's devoted to video games, and it's not just sports video games, it is all video games. I've been doing this show close to 20 years now. It's great to have you with us. Once again, I'm Rick Tittle, and you can be a part of the show. Be you a neophyte, brand new gamer, or you are a hardcore, lifelong gamer, everywhere in between as well. There's a toll-free line available. Don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. That's what'll get you in and get you heard. Girl, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. First and foremost, proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I'm on your side, whatever branch you're with. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. Also, that's a mouthful. Other ways of catching the show, sportsbyline.com as we stream along. Click listen live. Any emails or cheat code requests, which I'll do at the end of the show, send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Also streaming through SB Nation's website. Glad to be on that network as well. At Houston, SBNationLive.com. And on your phone, some apropos applications include TuneIn Radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. Shows get potted on iTunes as well later. And also, proud and privileged to be back on SiriusXM as well. And that's the Dan Patrick channel, 211 in progress. Great to have you with us. I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, as I always do, in just about a half hour. Also coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to talk to a couple people who are showing how esports is giving back. People think video games is bad. First of all, it's bad grammar. Second of all, that's not true. Also, I'll let you know the new games coming out this week and new releases. But most importantly, your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing this weekend? Do you have the new system yet? I don't. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back and let's talk about it on the Video Game Review.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review.
Hi, thank you so much for tuning into the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. That's me, you're you. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to a couple people from the esports world. Some big shots, tell you how they're raising money for good causes. And also, at 40 after, I'll give away a new game just by you just answer a very simple question at the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. But the lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. What have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating your fancy one way or the other? this is all money. I work in radio. It's all money I don't have. But when you have credit cards, you can't help but get cool stuff. Picked up an HP Omen. Absolutely thrilled for the PC gaming on that. But my search for a PS5 continues. The funny thing is that there's always some people out there that say, oh, I would never get an Xbox Series X, or oh, I would never get a PS5. And I don't know why, when both systems, both consoles absolutely crush, they are both awesome and amazing. I understand brand loyalty to a certain extent, but I think a lot of times people, it makes them feel better about their decision one way or another. But if you've ever seen a guy driving a Chevy truck and on the back of his window, it's got like Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes, like urinating on the Ford logo, I'll bet you $5 that guy decided to go with the Chevy because the Ford guy wouldn't throw in the floor mats. And then he would have had vice versa. He would have had, you know, Calvin urinating on the Ford Chevy logo. So I don't understand why people have to feel that way. There should be love in your heart and room in your heart for all great systems. So I know you'll see plenty of articles online. Which one should you get? Which one's better? Well, let's look at the gaming library. Let's look at backward compatibility. Let's look at pixel rates and refresh rates. And look, you know what you want, don't you? If you don't know what you want, then you don't know what you want. just know that if you're getting the digital version, the Xbox Series S, it's going to be a little bit weaker than the X. And the PS5 version, if you get the digital version, it is the same output. That's why it's $100 more. But both big systems, $500. And that's already, I don't want to say obscene. When I just calculated the amount of hours that I put into Call of Duty Modern Warfare, I just checked my stats before the show, and it's 482 hours. So if you take that into divided by 16, which is supposed to be how many hours you're awake, I get about 4 or 5 hours in that. Kind of a night out. Thomas Edison genius. But there the commonalities start. But it's basically a month of my life has been spent playing that game. So this is not the time to be chintzy. This is not the time to cut corners. You know, it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, this TV is a lot cheaper and it's only 720p, which is still high def. Hey, you got to make your own decisions. I just kind of feel there's a time to splurge and there's a time not to splurge. Number one, I know this is a bit of a tangent, but buying a great bed. People who are like, nah, that bed's another, that's $100 more than this one. You have to sleep in it every night. That's not the time to save cash. So the PS5, I know that $500 is a lot of money. But if I think about how much I plan on using it, it's really pennies on the dollar for entertainment. I think about how much I paid for the PS4 and since 2013 and how much time I put into that. So it's well worth every dime you're going to shell out, unless you're not going to play it. If you're not going to play it, then leave it for the rest of us. And then maybe it is, you know, not that not the big investment you think it is. But by the fact, it's been hard trying to get one. And I keep seeing these updates, and if I'm seeing them, you're seeing them, everyone's seeing them. And those updates about maybe new stock coming in to all the, you know, the usual characters, Amazon, Best Buy, Costco, eBay, GameStop, PlayStation Direct, Target, Walmart. Some people have tried using Pop Finder. And of course, you have to leave the E off because it's an app. Pop Finder is supposed to be able to track stock. Another thing is called BrickSeek. BrickSeek can search UPC numbers to see what's been recorded. I have not tried those yet, but it's not easy getting your hands on one of these dudes. And I don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live, but there was a Pete Davidson video. He was doing a parody of Eminem's Stan, and it's about trying to get his hands on a PS5. That's what the whole song is about. So we definitely are trying to keep our eyes on this. If you have one, I would actually love to hear from you if you do have it, because that's something that I would like to know how it is so far. I did see a story, and this is the kind of stories you see all the time, and it comes from the friendly shores of Taiwan. Or as these call it, do they call it still Formosa? Probably not. But anyways, Taiwan, there is a guy whose name is Jin Wu, and he wrote the story about a guy who returned a PS5. And it's because he told his wife it was an air purifier. And he told, apparently the story goes, he said, apparently, women can tell the difference between this and a PS5. So, kind of a ha-ha little thing, whether it's true or not. This story is just so wrong on so on so many levels. First of all, the assumption that because of your gender, you wouldn't be able to tell an air purifier from a gaming system is ludicrous. But the other thing is, this is already a rotten relationship as well, because there's absolutely no way it's a good relationship where you have to lie about what it is I don't know. I laugh at it, but it's, I don't know. He's probably not laughing very much. But you know, you always get stories like this. I would just, the other thing is just being lucky, you know, walking by that establishment when that guy, is returning it, and then being Johnny on the spot and trying to, jump in could be another thing. I do have a story about already an error code that's coming down the pike from PS5, and it's an error code that pops up on the screen so far with some of the users, CE-108255-1. And it's unclear how many machines it has infected, but it's been popping up on some social media sites since it was released on November 12th. So the issue is like this. You're playing a game, and all of a sudden the app for the game will crash, and it will say CE-108255-1, something went wrong with this game or app. Reporting this error to Sony Interactive Entertainment helps improve PS5 hardware, software, and services. This report might include personal information. One guy said that he had gotten the message more than 100 times, saying that his $500 PS5 has now just become a piece of furniture and he's not even using it anymore. Sony has said that the patch will improve system performances that they're going to be putting out soon. He says this is an issue that they think that they can fix as well. Look, do you remember the Xbox 360 with the red ring of death and people were getting it? I thought I was immune to that, and then years and years and years after that, boom, there it was. I got the red ring of death on my Xbox 360, which can happen sometimes, obviously. But, yeah, look, there's going to be some lemons. You know, you don't go to the car lot and get everything perfectly the first time out. This has been Spotty. All right, when we come back from a break, we're going to talk about a little bit of philanthropy in the world of video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt, so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We have a couple of guests now. We're waiting on Alexis Glick, who is the Gen Youth CEO, but we do have once again Wim Stocks with us, and he is the chairman of CSL Esports, and he's here to talk about the Chunky Million Meal Challenge. First of all, Wim, are you aware of a Dutch soccer player by the name of Wim Jonk, spelled his name the same way?
Well, I am there. In fact, you know, the W-I-M name is a common Dutch name, although when I was given that name, my mother had no idea that it was a Dutch name. She just took William and pushed it all together to make Wim. So that's why I have this name.
Okay, very well. Well, I'm always getting the backs, so to speak, of video games and how they are therapeutic and they can help with stress, but they can also help feed people as well. And as part of this week with Giving Tuesday, you think about this third wave of COVID and schools shutting back down again, and so many kids get their meals at school, so they're going to go hungry. So what's going on here?
I'll tell you, we are so pleased and honored to be affiliated with this cause. Gen Youth is one of the most supported charities by the NFL, and as a result of this, that enabled our combination to come together to build this tournament, a really unique format, Madden NFL tournament that will be bringing NFL players and Madden pros together to help and mentor the players that make it through our qualifying rounds into the eight finalists will be mentored and captained by a combination of the NFL players and Madden pros. Today we're announcing Saquon Barkley has generously signed on to give his time to this event. Dalvin Cook as well from the Vikings, obviously having a great rushing year this year, and Justin Jefferson, the hot new wide receiver from also on the Vikings, having also an amazing year. So there will be five other NFL players that we'll be naming shortly. They will be paired up with the Madden Pro, and that combination will serve almost like the Voice, if you're familiar with the Voice format, where the big singers help the aspiring singers coach them to stardom. We're doing the same thing with the NFL players and the Madden Pros to help these aspiring Madden players distinguish themselves and have a ton of fun in a very unique experiential opportunity. Gen Youth is an amazing charity raising funds for supporting meals in schools. I think most people understand, especially in the realm of the pandemic, schools have become one of the primary means that many kids in the United States, now one in four, rely on for their only meal of the day. And what Gen Youth does is bring all of their energy, their fundraising, all of the great corporate support they have from sponsors like Campbell's, like Doritos, like Target, America's Dairy Farmers, and Bose. Those are all big parts of this particular tournament, and helping to raise. We're calling this tournament the Million Meals Challenge. Actually, The goal for this tournament is to raise money for 100 million meals, and with some seed money coming from our sponsors, as well as a big donation campaign that will be integrated throughout this tournament. We feel not only that we're going to get to 100 million meals, but we're going to go well beyond.
It's great stuff, and it's a great idea too, because if you think about Americans, I mean, 65% adults, we heard in the last survey, play video games every day. I'm one of them. It really is turning into America's pastime. And if you can tie all those eyeballs and all that effort into this, it's kind of a great natural match, isn't it?
It's a tremendous match. There's been a number of fundraising initiatives built on gaming since the pandemic hit, because so much regular sports programming went away. As you know, broadcasts went away. The league play and games and matches, no matter what the sport was affected by this. Yet esports was elevated in all of the outcome of the pandemic. Obviously, you can play a game online. You can compete in esports online. Don't need a live event to live events are great for esports, but you don't need a live event to run an event, to have a competition, to culminate a competition. But as so many people saw, once the sports programming got shut down, in its place, you'd see Madden programming on ESPN. You'd see a virtual race with the Forza game or the Formula One game being broadcast on NBC or on ESPN. So the notion of esports as a replacement programming for traditional sports is now in the mainstream, and we are taking that dynamic and bringing it here, and now involving NFL players. These NFL players that are involved, Saquon and Dalvin and Justin, are all really good Madden players. These guys are not only competitive on the football field, but we put a controller in their hands. They're very competitive, and with this format, we expect some really fun smack talking going on while the draft is happening, while the playoffs and the championship, with these players, these Madden players who've made it through our brackets. We'll have NFL player have Dalvin Cook and a Madden pro looking over their shoulders, helping them with strategy, helping them with skills and getting them hopefully into the championships.
Very good. Yes, they'll tell them don't punt on first down, and we'll take it
don't
from
punt
there.
On first down.
Speaking of this great match, Alexis Glick now joins us, the Gen Youth CEO. You've seen her on CNN and MSNBC. And Alexis, we were just talking with Wim about how this is a great match when you think about this third wave of COVID and these kids who, lots of them, their only meal really comes at school. So how did this all come into fore where you decided that this would be a great deal to get these two entities together to help feed these kids?
Well, you know, I mean, as you reference, you know, this is what it's all about. It's about gaming for good. And, you know, Wim thankfully came into my life, about 9 months ago and had this big dream of putting together this first ever tournament structure like this. And he's the expert. CSL and what they do in esports and gaming, and we see it, you know, in the work that we do across the United States in schools. We support 40 million kids a day. Not only are we worried about being in the distance learning scenario and how that's leaving a lot of kids left back in the digital divide, but the food insecurity issue is unprecedented in this country. I mean, right now, one in four kids in America does not know where they're going to get their next meal. I mean, they're deemed food insecure. And in some areas, that's one in three. To your point, the school building is ground zero for feeding hungry kids. It's truly a lifeline. And the thing that makes this, you know, Chunky Million Meal Challenge so appealing and in the season of giving and so unique is that it's an opportunity for us to align together partners like Campbell's, like Target, America's Dairy Farmers. I mean, you know, the likes of Doritos, NFL players, you know, the esports gaming community to work as one to tackle food insecurity. And we got a big goal. I mean, our goal is to deliver 100 million meals as a result of this effort. And so as I sit here as the CEO of a national organization, you know, who's up every night thinking about how we feed these kids, I'm grateful to Wim, to the league, to all these partners who have made this possible. And so let's game for good, whether you're a Madden gamer or not. Let's get in the game. You can go to Million Meals Challenge to find out how to be a part of it. But, you know, my kids, I got four kids, three of my four kids are gamers, and they're like, whoa, I got a shot to be coached by Dalvin Cook? Like, let me in.
You have one kid that's not into video games, huh?
Well, you know what? She's 8 years old, so she's mastered TikTok. The other three are completely obsessed, and I keep saying to them, I'm like, guys, listen, we got Saquon, we got Dalvin and Justin, but wait till you see who the other guys are. And they're like, well, you know, I'm like, well, we're going to tell you slowly. This thing doesn't start till December 19th. So we're pretty fired up. We're pretty excited and just so grateful to all these unbelievable partners for making this happen, and hopefully we'll get enormous word out. And look, I mean, if people are not a gamer, they can text schools to 20222 and make a one-time $25 donation to the effort to support our emergency school meal delivery fund. At the end of the day, there's something for everyone to be a part of this. And we're just grateful that we can raise the attention and the awareness and hopefully tackle this gigantic goal to really support kids.
Great stuff from Alexis Glick, who is the GenU CEO, and of course our Finn. Wim Stocks, who is with CSL Esports, the chairman. You're both doing great work. You're helping the country in a time of need. So I salute you both, and thanks for coming on the show again.
Thanks, Rick. So great to be on.
Thank you so much. Grateful to you.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy!
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle back with you. The number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a game. Brand new game, as I always do at this time. Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com. It's the number. It's a very simple question, as it always is. And just send your answer. Second correct one will win the game. rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. I have it here for the PS5. It's also available for Xbox One, PS4, PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Stadia, developed by Ubisoft. Ubisoft Montreal. Inspired by the reality of counter-terrorist operatives around the world, Rainbow Six Siege invites players to master the art of destruction, intense close-quarters confrontations, high lethality tactics, team play, and explosive action are at the center of the experience. And by the way, rated M for mature, blood, drug reference, I guess one, strong language, violence, includes online features that may expose players to unrated user-generated content. We know about that. Is there a warning about people smoking cigarettes? I guess not. But this is a franchise. My question is, Tom Clancy, he was, God rest his soul, but he was an author, or he won the Heisman Trophy in 1964 at USC. Once again, was Tom Clancy an author or a great college football player? Send your answers to rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege from Ubisoft for the PS5. By the way, the PS5 threw a little bit of a monkey wrench into the competition with the Xbox Series X this week as the dust was settling now that we're in the second month after the release. And that's because the official Sony Interactive Entertainment patent published this year says that it will come with not just one graphics card, but two. A two GPU next game console. The patent described a, quote, scalable game console where a second GPU is communicatively coupled to the first GPU, and the system is for home console and cloud gaming usage, end quote. So what that suggests is that most likely a PS5 Pro could be on the way, right? PS5 Pro supercharged with two graphics cards. So they would both be in the APU, which would be the accelerated processing unit. That's the system on a chip, SoC, as it's called. And believe me, some of this technical stuff goes over my head as well. But what it is, it's two custom-made AMD APUs working together. And I don't even want to know what that would look like. It's crazy. Because as I was just talking about, on paper, the PS5 looks marginally weaker than the Xbox Series X, just like the 4 and the 1 before. And that was the old teraflop battle. Did you flop on the teras? Teraflops 10.28 for the PS5 and 12 for the X. But two APUs rather than one is something that would be the death blow to the Series X as far as king of the mountain. So the cloud gaming part of the patent I think is particularly interesting too, because what that means is that technology could not just find itself in a PS5 Pro console, but in streamlined cloud-based hardware as well. So that would mean maybe a PS5 5G as well. So, I mean, the other big question this patent raises is if this technology does give us a PS5 Pro, is if Microsoft is prepared. Because Microsoft, while not broke, is still a bit licking their wounds where it was firmly beat by Sony. If you want to know how many Xbox Ones were sold and how many PS4s, there were more than twice as many PS4s sold worldwide than Xbox Ones. So, they had to come out with better specs. I get it. But this is something that I think might have taken them a bit by surprise. I don't know if it did or not. I think it took most of the gaming community by surprise. But just something to keep in the back of your mind there. All right. As far as I was talking about playing all the hours I've been playing on Call of Duty, this report also came out on Friday. For those of you who like to see, because I like to mention all the time that the video game industry makes more than the motion picture industry, and a lot of people are like, what are you, nuts? No, it's a factual statement. But the Call of Duty game franchise has surpassed $3 billion over the last 12 months, and the Activision stock has risen on that. And the Black Ops Cold War had a record-setting launch, and that was, of course, that launched on the PS4 and the PS5. And that game is not as good as the one before it. And there was a couple days ago, they had double XP for 3 days, and I played and I played and I played. And I went back to Modern Warfare. It's just more fun. But then again, I like Battlefield 1. I like Battlefield 4. Battlefield, Bad Company, all those games I like better. But it's just everybody has their own little taste. But Activision said the Call of Duty franchise, the momentum it has right now, that their units are up more than 40% year over year. And if you want to know how many people in this calendar year have played a Call of Duty game, and the answer is over 200 million people have paid. So that put the stock up about 3% this week, and I don't play the stock market because I once got screwed in the stock market. Tell us more. Well, in a nutshell, this was when Bill Clinton was president, and I didn't realize that he had initiated a capital gains tax of 50%, so I put money into a mutual fund. I risked 10 grand. I know. And I made 10 grand. Woohoo! Doubled my money. Wait. I had to give 5 grand to Uncle Sam. Even though it was my idea and 100% my risk, it was a capital gain. So I had to give half to Uncle Sam. And, I understand you got to pay taxes. Property tax sucks, but whatever. But that one, I'm like, you know what? I'm never going back. Never going back again. But if you do play the stock market, Activision climbed 3% to $80.88, which is pretty amazing if you think about where they were at the beginning of the year. But, I mean, you don't have to be some sort of aficionado in the world of finance to figure out what people have been doing during this pandemic. And seeing what people are into and what people aren't into at this time, because they're into it. And speaking of numbers, Tencent, which runs everything in Hong Kong, but Honor of Kings, which is Tencent's flagship video game, they announced a record 100 million daily active users worldwide, and it's now forming a partnership with Burberry. Burberry? You mean the Chavs? The Plaids? Yes, Burberry, the British luxury clothing company. And you think about what this has done. I mean, League of Legends Wild Rift is made by Riot Games right here in America. But you know who owns Riot Games is Tencent. Don't tell Trump. Because remember, he got upset over TikTok. But 100 users million-wise. So if you think about 200 that play Call of Duty, 100 million have played Honor of Kings. This is a pretty good place to invest your money. I'm not telling you when and where because I'm not, you know, a stock advisor, obviously. If I knew that stuff, I'd put on a suit and I'd make more money. But it's something to keep in mind for sure. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Drawn to Life Two Realms, Switch, iPhone, Android, PC. This game, when it came out on the GBA back in the day, I couldn't believe you could draw something and then it would go into the video game. That's pretty amazing. Monster Truck Championship, that's on the PS4, self-explanatory. Puyo Puyo Tetris 2, puzzle game for Xbox, Xbox One, PS4, and Switch. Shakes on a Plane, not Snakes, a strategy party game for the Switch and the PC. Call of the Sea, an adventure puzzle game, Xbox, Xbox One, and PC. Valkyria Chronicles 4, this is a strategy game, very anime-like, and it's a Stadia game. Temtem, T-E-M-T-E-M, one word. It's a RPG for the PS5. Bio Inc. Redemption, iPhone and Android Sim. There's one for your phones. Swords of Gargantua, an action game for the PS4. WRC 9, the official game, Xbox, PS5, and Switch. Doom Eternal finally makes it over to the Switch as well, as does Ghost Runner, which is an action game. Unto the End, Xbox One, PC, PS4, and Stadia. This is an adventure game. Spice and Wolf VR 2, obviously a VR game, PS4, Switch, PC, and Android. Evolution Board Game, a strategy game for the Switch. And, of course, the biggie this week, Cyberpunk 2077, Stadia, PS4, Xbox One, PC. It's on its way. Also, Medal of Honor. Above and Beyond. This is, I love the original Medal of Honor from EA back on the day on the original PlayStation. One of the best first World War II FPS games. This is a VR game, folks. It's a VR. AVIC 2 and Vector, a music game for PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Brigadine, The Legend of, PS4, PS5. We have Alba, a wildlife adventure. And also, finally, Panzer Dragoon Remake, an action flight game on the Xbox One. So, I mean, Cyberpunk 2077 from CD Projekt Red, published by Warner Brothers. This is a huge thing. And if you want to know Projekt Red, they're the ones that gave us The Witcher. So, Mike Pondsmith, this is his masterpiece, and we'll see how it... People are already raving about it, and it's not even out yet. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back for the cheat code.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. Just a couple of minutes before we get you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk on your respective sports networks. Cheat code requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. I like looking them up for older games. This request comes to us from Boston. It just says, Mr. B. Is this Mr. Boston? Mr. B says, "Rick, do you have anything for Saints Row 4 re-elected on the PS4? Thanks in advance." Well, you're welcome. In present. Yes, what you do in that game to get the cheats in, to activate them, you have to press select and it will open in the hub menu. Then you have to press select and then you select cheats. So it's right there for you. Let me give you a couple after you do that. If you say cheese, if you write cheese all lowercase, that will automatically give you $100,000. Once again, cheese, $100,000. Also, if you put in vroom, V-R-O-O-M, your vehicle will take no damage. And also, one word, run fast, is infinite sprint, so you won't get tired. Once again, run fast, infinite sprint. And with no warden spawns, right? No wardens. Once again, no wardens for Saints Row 4 re-elected on the PS4. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you next week. Same bat time. You know the rest.